This is the BBC Home Service. Hello, children everywhere. This is one of the most important days in the history of Children's Hour. Some time ago, we were honored by the visit to the studio of the King and Queen with Princess Elizabeth and Princess Margaret during the broadcast of a Toy Town program. Today, Princess Elizabeth is herself to take part in the Children's Hour and speak to the children of the Empire at home and overseas. Listeners in the United States of America will also hear this broadcast. Her Royal Highness, Princess Elizabeth.
In wishing you all good evening, I feel that I am speaking to friends and companions who have shared with my sister and myself many a happy children's hour.
Look, Derbyshire, there's a moorhen in those reeds.
So there is. We ought to report that to Venables. He's in charge of the Feathered Songsters Department.
In charge of the what?
Feathered Songsters.
What's that?
It means birds, really.
Oh, I see.
There's a poem about them in my nature diary. List how the feathered songster sings with rumpty-tumpty-tumpty wings.
Funny sort of poem, isn't it?
Yes, it is, rather.
Our programme for the young begins today in Northern Ireland, where Cicely Matthews is waiting to tell the first of three stories about Tweeshy Rag Doll by Janet McNeil. This story is about Tweeshy Puss.
When Mrs. Tuesday's kittens were born on a Friday...
Once upon a time, and not so very long ago either, there was a little farmhouse in County Down.